Wednesday, February 19th. First reading from Genesis chapter 8, verses 16 through 13 and 20 through 22. At the end of 40 days, Noah opened the hatch he had made in the ark, and he sent out a raven to see if the waters had lessened on the earth. It flew back and forth until the waters dried off from the earth. Then he sent out a dove to see if the waters had lessened on the earth. But the dove could find no place to alight and perch, and it returned to him in the ark, for there was water all over the earth. Putting out his hand, he caught the dove and drew it back to him inside the ark. He waited 7 days more and again sent the dove out from the ark. In the evening the dove came back to him, and there in its bill was a plucked-off olive leaf. So Noah knew that the waters had lessened on the earth. He waited still another 7 days, and then released the dove once more, and this time it did not come back. In the 601st year of Noah's life, in the first month, on the first day of the month, the water began to dry up on the earth. Noah then removed the covering of the ark, and saw that the surface of the ground was drying up. Noah built an altar to the Lord, and choosing from every clean animal and every clean bird, he offered burnt offerings on the altar. When the Lord smelled the sweet odor, he said to himself, "Never again will I doom the earth because of man, since the desires of man's heart are evil from the start, nor will I ever again strike down all living beings as I have done. As long as the earth lasts, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease." Haydock Commentary. The olive tree preserves its verdure and grows even at the bottom of the Red Sea and other seas in the east. Many other trees and seeds will live for a long time under the waters. This tender branch of the olive seems to agree better with the spring than autumn, when some infer that the deluge began and ended in spring. Noah offered holocausts in which the whole victim was consumed by fire upon God's altar, and no part was reserved for the use of people. This is the first time we read of an altar, though Abel had surely made use of one. Noah delays not to show his gratitude to God. When it says that God smelled the aroma, this is a figurative expression denoting that God was pleased with the sacrifices which his servant offered, and in this sense it is expressed in the Chaldean, "God received his offering gratefully." God requires sacrifices of us to testify his dominion, and not for any advantage he derives from them, but rather to bless us if we perform our duty with fervor. God says that men are so prone to evil that, if I were to punish them as often as they deserve, new floods might be sent every day. I take pity on their weakness. I will punish the most criminal, but not as I have done, by cursing the earth. According to some, these words of God are addressed to Noah, by others, to God the Son. We read, "God said to himself." In Hebrew it says, "He said to his heart." Noah was beloved by God, and therefore may be called his heart. To speak to the heart often means to comfort. The Gospel from Mark chapter 8, verses 22 through 26. When Jesus and his disciples arrived at Bethsaida, people brought to him a blind man and begged Jesus to touch him. He took the blind man by the hand and led him outside the village. Putting spittle on his eyes, he laid his hands on the man and asked, "Do you see anything?" Looking up, the man replied, "I see people looking like trees and walking." Then he laid hands on the man's eyes a second time, and he saw clearly. His sight was restored, and he could see everything distinctly. Then he sent him home and said, "Do not even go into the village." Haydock Commentary. It may be asked why our Lord led the man from the multitude before he cured him. It may be answered that he did it not to seem to perform his prodigies through vainglory, and thence to teach us to shun the empty praises of men. Secondly, to facilitate recollection and to give himself to prayer before he cured the blind man. And lastly, he went out of the city because the inhabitants of Bethsaida had already rendered themselves unworthy of the miracles of Christ, for among them our Savior had wrought many miracles, yet they would not believe. See Matthew 11:21. Dionysius says that Jesus led him from the multitude to show that if a sinner, figured by the blind man, wishes to be converted from his evil ways, he must first leave all immediate occasions and inducements to sin. The man said he saw people looking like trees and walking, because perhaps Christ restored his sight by degrees to make him more sensible of the benefit, or to teach us how difficult is a sinner's conversion, of which this was a figure. Our Savior made use of exterior signs in the performance of his miracles to command attention and to signify the inward effects of the favors he grants. These the Catholic Church, after the example of her founder and model, also uses in the celebration of her sacraments and for the same purposes. Nor ought any supercilious and superficial reasoner to undervalue and contemn the corporal and external application of holy things under the hollow plea that we are exclusively to attend to the Spirit.